you know, if you're a Cubs fan, you're like, hey, that's great. We scored 23 and we get a 23-3 win against San Diego. Let's save some of those runs, Jensen, for a game we're going to need them. But right now, you've identified a couple players, and certainly one in Chicago, that's absolutely playing a lights-out baseball.
It's been a little altering of the swing mechanics. It's been documented by some of the Chicago media with a great friend of the show, fellow Vandy boy, Dansby Swanson. This post here from Jesse Rogers at Jesse Rogers ESPN. Dansby Swanson, who had three homers yesterday, including a grand slam, to cap off a 10-game span of which, Dave, he's driven in 26 runs. 26 RBI in a 10-game span. Only players to do this in a 10-game span within a season since runs batted in became an official stat in 1920. Dansby Swanson this year, Joe DiMaggio in 1939, Jimmy Fox in 1933, Lou Gehrig did it in back-to-back years in 1930 and 1931, and the great Mel Ott in 1929. What we're trying to tell you is that this 10-game stretch has been just otherworldly for Dansby Swanson. And Dave, it's not like this is a perennial RBI machine here. A guy that has routinely struggled in just the batting average department alone the last handful of seasons. I just want to tell you, in these last 10 games, he still only raised his batting average up to 210. But just when you look at the game logs, it is still kind of jarring to look at the crooked numbers. What I think is funny, and the reason I wanted to bring it up to you, so you go back to the Mets series in which he single-handedly beat the Mets at Citi Field. 4 RBI in game 1, 7 RBI in game 2, 4 RBI in game 3. Then not one RBI for 5 straight games before having 3 against San Diego in game 2, and then yesterday having 8 on the strength of 3 home runs. So it is 8 homers also in this 10-game span. That would be incredible in its own right. But, Dave, can I one-up you on Junior Caminero? Dansby Swanson, 8 homers in 10 games. It's amazing. That's a month for people. How about Junior Caminero, 6 consecutive games with a homer yesterday? If you had the foreshadowing to play him at the beginning of this run and wager $100 on it and roll it over, Dave, you would have made $250,000. That's how hot Junior Caminero is in the bankroll department. Gave him out early in the week at 20-1 to win the American League MVP. Dave, one of the favorite phrases for us here on this program, yesterday's price, not today's price. Mm-hmm. You can still find Junior Caminero, but only at 7-1. To win the MVP. He is only behind Bobby Witt Jr. at 6-1, Nick Kurtz plus 285, and Yordan Alvarez right now, the odds on favorite at minus $1.25. The helium alert is on, Dave, for Junior Caminero and the Tampa Bay Rays.
By the way, the numbers that you mentioned with Dansby Swanson, getting those 26 ribbies in the last 10 games and hitting 210 right now. If you had told me that there was a Cub in the history of the Cubs that could do that, that would not have been the name I would have guessed. I would have guessed maybe Dave Kingman back in the day for hitting 210 and driving in 26 runs in 10 games. And the list that he joins, though, Jensen, like, that is baseball royalty that we're talking about with the old Iron Horse there, doing it a couple of back-to-back years, and Jimmy Fox and Mel Ott, as you mentioned. So if you know your baseball history, that's pretty impressive what Dansby Swanson's been able to do, and yet still only hitting 210. I want to ask you what's going on here with a guy who yesterday went out there, and I'll give you his line yesterday. It was 4 innings pitched. It was 6 hits. It was 8 runs. 7 of those were earned. 2 walks, 5 Ks, and gave up 2 home runs in a 10-6 loss. Jensen, at some point, I know the ERA overall is still not bad at 3.62. What is going on with Paul Skenes?
This has been remarkable, Dave. And just kind of looking at start in, start out, I'll bring it up for you right now. I had mentioned, I think even to Matt Youmans and Will Hill on primetime, that when you look at some of the extenuating circumstances here, Dave, we use a metric in baseball called BABIP, and that's batting average of balls in play. Mm-hmm. And what that does is it kind of levels you know, where things are as far as, are you getting lucky? Are you getting unlucky? And, you know, for a certain amount of time here, Paul Skeens has had issues because he has missed over the big part of the plate a lot more than what we've seen in any stretch of his young big league career. To give you an idea, it's a 5.36 ERA in these last nine starts, of which, as you mentioned, 0-9, the Pirates are in those nine games. He's given up 51 hits in 47 innings. Dave, that is rather remarkable for a guy that is so accustomed to missing barrels. His batting average on balls in play is .364. Okay, wow. So he's not getting the benefit of the doubt. He is just getting teed up. And I think that is just crazy to wrap our heads around for a guy that was so dominant to start his career. It's the first prolonged stretch that he's had to really try and dig deep. Now, when you look at some of the offenses, this latest start against the Phillies, who are red hot right now, the Reds, who he's owned in his career, he gave up 4 runs on 6 hits and 5 innings, a very short outing. He actually was really good in the Mile High City, just unlucky, only gave up 2 runs in 6 innings. And really, that's beyond that. The last two starts are the egregious parts of it. It's almost bookended itself, Dave. The Phillies, when this losing streak began, this was back on May 17th, touched him up for 5 runs on 6 hits. That was at PNC Park. Well, at Citizens Bank last night, it's 8 runs on 6 hits in just 4 innings. So they kind of bookended it there. Outside of the Red start and the Blue Jays start north of the border, he's actually been decently good, just has had no run support behind him whatsoever to speak of in a handful of those outings. So you got to believe that he's heading home each night and really racking the brain. It is tough when you go through these stretches because, Dave, when he's right, as we know, arguably the most dominant pitcher in the sport.
You know, Zach Wheeler is actually ahead of him right now. When you look at Cy Young in the National League at 30-1, Shohei's at 35-1, along with Yoshi Yamamoto at 35-1. And that's the same number as Paul Skeens. Now, normally, Jensen, not saying this is a Scottie Scheffler Veasan by the books rule where Scottie drifts to 10-1, you just play it and you're going to rest easier knowing you're going to have him in the mix. I don't know that I could do that, but if you told me at any point this early in the season that I could get Paul Skeens to win the Cy Young at 35-1, I'd say I'd have to do it. But when you detail it the way you just did, this is a prolonged stretch. He would have to have won the inverse of that and look like a dominant, like you'd have to have like a Christopher Sanchez run, wouldn't he? In order to really get back into this mix here to be viable at 35-1 to win the Cy Young?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty decent analogy right there. For what it's worth, Dave, if you're looking to take a shot on a 30-1 or higher, I wouldn't mind Chase Burns, and especially with the marquee matchup we've got tonight or this afternoon. When you look at some heavy swing and miss capability, it doesn't get much better than Chase Burns, Jacob Mizorowski, there at American Family Field, 2:10 Eastern first pitch. I'm inclined to tell you that the under is an auto play here, but we've had a little movement on the total, Dave, from 7 at the open down to 6.5. But at about 8 o'clock this morning, we had a jump back up to 7. So I'm going to wait and see what lineups are once officially released later before I make a play on that. But certainly a great lead into the Spain match later on at 3 o'clock Eastern. I'll be tuned in to Chase Burns, Jacob Mizorowski for some free air conditioning on a sweltering day in the Midwest here at Dave Ross.